Welcome to our interview with Claire, the owner of the Flame & Galah Brewery in Jervis Bay on the New South Wales South Coast. This interview is with thanks to our podcast partner, Square. In this interview, we talk business during COVID, how the Flame & Galah is attracting non-beer drinkers, and how Square has helped Claire run and grow her business. Let's get into it. Claire, you and your husband Sam opened the Flame & Galah Brewery in March 2020. No surprise to anyone listening that that would have been pretty tricky timing.
Oh, definitely. It changed everything. So as soon as we opened, we had to adapt quite quickly. We had planned to put kegs out into clubs and pubs, but pretty much soon after we opened, we had to change the way that we were going to conduct our business. What we decided to do first was to sell cans takeaway straight to the public from our little retail space. And eventually it changed into being a small takeaway where we had kegs and we did growler bottles so we could get our product out to the people.
You've documented what you've been up to on YouTube. I've had a look at those clips. There's some pretty funny moments between yourself and your husband, Sam, some ups and downs, some pretty rough moments as well. But you've made it clear, a year on, you've got big plans for the business. You also have a point of difference, and that's that you're trying to make beer accessible to people who might usually head for a wine or a cider. I noticed you've got a raspberry ale.
Yeah, that's right. So I love beer. I grew up with my father drinking beer and my husband loves beer, so it's always been in my life. So I enjoy it. So at the tasting room, when some women come in with their partners, I always try to encourage them to give it a go. We're not a mainstream brewery, we're a craft brewery, so we do like to tailor our ingredients to certain people. And the raspberry ale is something that became really popular with the women. So I decided that we should really put it into a can because it was so popular with ladies. And I love changing the ladies' opinion of beer because when they come in, they sort of just, they say, oh no, I don't like beer. And I said, well, what kind of beer have you tried? And they would say something, you know, I don't like VB. And we're nothing like VB. nothing against VB, but, you know, we have much more
just different
flavorful beers. Yeah. So we ferment 16 kilos of raspberries in a 500-litre uni tank. So it gives a really fresh raspberry flavor.
Yeah, sounds delicious, especially on a hot day. Claire, you've got big plans for 2021. You offer delivery and pickup already. You offer limited edition kegs. I like that idea. And you're looking at opening a pub so people can enjoy your beers along with a meal. Exciting times for you. Before we wrap up, we're talking to you with thanks to Square. Give us the rundown on how you use Square in the business and how it's helped.
Well, so I found on Google, and I really liked the idea of the contactless card readers. They're so convenient, so easy to use. Like you just connect it to your phone. And we have two tasting rooms. So our staff members have their own readers connected to their phones. And it's just really easy and simple to use. And we like to track what's selling and what's not selling as much, just so we can utilize what we know the customers want.
Super convenient. For those who are listening going, oh, I kind of know what Square is, you will quite often pay for something by tapping your card on that little white square at your coffee shop or at your local brewery. That's them. In addition to that hardware, they also have a number of software programs to help businesses and, Claire, a free point of sale app.
Yeah, that's right. So it's all connected to my phone. So I can look at anything throughout the day. If I'm not there, I can see how sales are going. We do deliveries in the local area as well. So it's really easy to just take the contactless card reader and take the payment while you're delivering the beer.
So handy. Claire, any advice finally before we finish up for people maybe wanting to start a brewery or just a business?
Oh, my biggest piece of advice is know that you're going to have to work the hardest you've ever worked in your life, honestly. We're pretty much just, all about business now, but we're loving it. We love every minute. We love beer. We love drinking our beer. We love selling our beer. It's fun.
Claire, thanks so much for joining us. This interview is brought to you by our podcast partner, Square. You can learn more about them at square.com.